Hallelujah, Christ is risen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Father, and our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. If you were to read the entire Bible, you would find all kinds of stories that foreshadow the wonderful redemption won for us by our Lord Jesus Christ. Many of you came to the Easter Vigil service, and there you received such a sampling. The mighty works of God throughout the Old Testament, such as when the Lord got his glory over Pharaoh the final time, should bring you great comfort in the midst of the trials that you are now facing. The Lord who helped the ancient Israelites at that time is the same Lord who helps you now. Sing to this Lord and our God, for he has done marvelously, and he continues to do so now. David confesses, and we with him, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And we Christians should sing as we go along the path. We should sing the scripture story of how marvelously our Lord has redeemed us from the pit of utter despair and sadness. You with ears to hear the scripture exhibit comfort and joy in the knowledge that Christ has performed the mightiest works to save you. He went to the cross for a wretched sinner like me. And when we read stories of the great acts of our Lord to save his people, the redeemed are ready to belt out a song. They rehearse their redemption in glorious song. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. That's just the refrain from Exodus 15. But you get the picture. The Greek edition of the Septuagint edition of the book of Daniel, in which we find the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, also contains the prayer to the Lord God that these men prayed and sang upon their deliverance from that fiery furnace. The fourth man, the one who Nebuchadnezzar said looked like the son of a god of the gods, kept the young men from harm. When they came out of the furnace, not even their clothes smelled of smoke. We sang this hymn to conclude the service of the readings of Easter Vigil. There are plenty more songs in the Bible. The other songs that are found, be it Hannah or the Psalms themselves, which were all set to music, and many Christians still sing them today. We're just talking about the Old Testament there. But yet there are far more hymns of praise to Christ in the New Testament, like the hymn that we sang from Revelation 5. This is the feast of victory of our God. What's readily apparent is that the bride of Christ is to sing a new song to the Lord. What better reason to sing? Christ our Lord has won us salvation by coming into this world as a man to bear our sin and to be our Savior. The newness of the song is not that God has worked salvation. The newness of the song is this: that God has become man and is now man forevermore. A true man who is also true God now sits at the right hand of God the Father. And it's he who has been given all authority in heaven and on earth. That's the new part, not the fact that God has redeemed. You and I are invited and encouraged to sing with all the saints of God this new song to the God-man Jesus. Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood has set us free to be the people of God. Christ has delivered us from our three-headed enemy, sin, death, and Satan himself. You have been brought into the family of God by the waters of holy baptism. You are numbered with the saints. Sing, O saints. Sing that you might remember. Christ be praised that members of our congregation have actually come up to me and have admitted that they know the words of institution better now by heart because we sing them. This is why Luther wrote hymns for all the parts of the catechism. The Creed, the Lord's Prayer, the Ten Commandments. We'll actually be singing one of those hymns here soon. And they can all be found in our hymnal. You see, singing helps you remember. Think of all the great ballads out there. One of my favorites is the Ballad of Davy Crockett. But while folklore ballads are fun, the greatest ballads to know and cherish are actually the hymns of Christ. Our own confirmation students sang the words of our Lord together a few weeks ago. It helps the mind remember. Some of you probably know the many reports that are out there about Alzheimer's patients and remembering words that are spoken to them, or their inability to remember those words spoken to them. But if they are sung, they are remembered. Singing them is important. What we sing might be the only thing that we remember in the end. God never said to make a noise with perfect pitch to the Lord. He simply said to make a joyful noise. Do not keep silent, but sing the praises of our God and Lord who has redeemed us. All God's people have a place in the choir when it comes to singing the new song that praises the Lamb. But the situations that we now find ourselves, it might be easier to go back singing the old songs. If you recall, it was only a couple of weeks after the Red Sea event that Israel began to complain about their situation in the wilderness. They complained about God's plan of leading them to the land promised to their fathers. Israel complained about their leader, Moses. And they also were just complaining straight up about God. Israel went back to the old songs of the world, pushing from their collective mind the mighty works that God had performed right in their midst to save them from Egypt and hard-hearted Pharaoh. And then after the great events of Mount Sinai, when they saw the fire and the smoke and heard the voice of God, Israel even constructed a golden calf that they might worship in place of the Lord God. What that generation of Israelites saw did not turn their hearts. Faith rather comes by hearing. And unfortunately, the Israelites were not singing and putting to words what they had seen to teach to that next generation. This is why the generation who saw the mighty works of God died in the wilderness. It's very easy to go back to the old song, to the way of unbelief and doubting God's goodness. We cannot and should never be naive concerning the strength of our faith. Remember that Jesus says that if you have the faith of the size of a mustard seed, you could move mountains. That just shows how little faith we actually have. God, have mercy upon us and keep us steadfast in what little faith we do have. Jesus tells us today that unbelief has always been the chief sin. Not believing in Jesus is the sin that ultimately damns one to hell. One of the works of the Holy Spirit that he does is that he will convict the world of sin because they do not believe in Jesus. The worst sin is not genocide, it's not abortion, it's not rape or anything else. The worst sin is to not believe in Jesus Christ as Lord. To not believe in Jesus is to spurn the Holy Spirit's call and ultimately blaspheme him. Unbelief is the root of all the world's problems. Unbelief is the exact opposite of the first commandment. It is what causes you despair. It is what causes your heart to fear something other than God. Unbelief causes you to be an angry person when your neighbor achieves a promotion when you do not. It is unbelief that makes you think that the world revolves around you. Repent. Repent of your unbelief and believe. For Christ has purchased and won you not with silver or gold, but with his holy, precious blood at his cross. He departed for a little while when he died and rested in the tomb, but he has come back to you alive. And you see him in his word and his sacraments. Rejoice and sing. Death no longer has any dominion over him. And because what he has done, death has no claim on you either. Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed, and God has saved you as well. So sing a new song. Sing our Lord's praise, because Christ has brought another promise yet to completion. He has gone to the Father and sent him, who sent him on this mission. Now Christ has taken his seat in heaven at the right hand of God. The Lord has made all this known to you by now sending the Holy Spirit. Now you are not only forgiven, but you are also being comforted by the Holy Spirit. He not only convicts the world of sin, of the sin of unbelief, but he also convicts the world of righteousness. This is a righteousness that is freely given to those who have faith in the only Son of God. And it's he who also convicts the world of judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. Even in the midst of trials, sufferings, griefs, and hardship, you can sing to the Lord. Remember, he promises that these sufferings are indeed temporary and tailor-made for your good. Go to the first hymn of the saints, the first hymnal of the saints, and go and sing a psalm of lament. A psalm of lament, while it may ask some tough questions of the Lord, it does not end on a note of despair. More often than not, the psalms end with a call to the Lord to remember what he has done in the past and make good on his promise to save from trouble. So you can sing this song in the time of your own troubles and tribulations, because you hope in Christ. You are a member of the Church of God that he has planted in this world, and you are part of his pilgrim people. He has planted within you a sure and certain hope, and he has placed into your mouth a new song, a song about how God sent his only begotten Son into human flesh in order to save the world and not to condemn the world. The Holy Spirit now comforts you and helps you by taking all what is Christ's and declaring it to you about the things that are to come. He gives you the Holy Scripture, and through the sacraments of baptism, absolution, and the Lord's Supper, he gives you everything that Christ Jesus wants you to have. As we heard last week, you are God's children now. We are in the house of the Lord, or better yet, the Lord, and along with all the saints, come down here and are with us as we sing and praise and receive from God his good and gracious gifts. Soon these gifts will be seen in all of their fullness. So we sing the new song, trusting in what has been spoken to us by the Holy Spirit. Our eternal salvation is indeed coming. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. And the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit bless you and preserve you unto life everlasting. Amen. Amen.